Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing come easy. I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
Ain't that shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy. For the
street,
survival
made
the hustle in me.
Sometimes I gotta pour a little lean and my cup twist up and take a couple shots to get fucked up. Cause the things I've been dealing with lately is enough to drive some people crazy. It's still amazing, even in the face of defeat, I managed to rise to my feet. Though born to lose, see, I was raised to win. So why is you trying to compete? They plotted my fault, knowing all that I've been through. But my family was praying I pulled through. And yeah, I did it, going in like it's crunch time. That's why you can't stop mine. Had to cut a few ties and take a few losses. Didn't give up, but learned to move cautious. Bitches be fake, and niggas be false. You gotta look eight, now all of them soft. You nigga, I got to have mine. But it's been time, so I press grind. Turning up the heat, burning up the street like it's summertime. I'm so cold that I freeze time. I ain't take nothing like 50 cents, but I take. I cook now, when I flip mine, I'ma get rich, I'ma die trying.
I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
Ain't that shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
From the bottom world ain't no joke. No man of the house, so my mom's had to play one role. Quicker than a hand coat, so it is what it is. Can't say it didn't hurt. Now I'm out here in these streets with the word. Cause I was born here and I'm on my way to a cell. From out here trying to get it out the mud. In these streets ain't no love or no honor. Put that on my mama, I stay with the llama. If niggas won't drama, my mission this time is cross me. And I promise you gon' make me turn into Osama. Cause I'm a beast like a beast when it's time to eat. And the damn thing free when you in the streets. You niggas be screaming about you got the gas. But moving too slow so your ass get past. I'm working and putting it over. Time. Running full speed as I'm taking the lead. Passing you lanes in overdrive. Cause I've been at this shit right here all my life. Keep that Trojan man for protection. Smith & Wesson when I'm flexing. You don't really want me to show up or show out. Cause it ain't gonna be no contestant.
I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Nothing come easy.
All on my own,
all on my
ain't that shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
I'm not afraid.
He's the one who made me whole. He picked me up, turned me around, and then he placed my feet on solid ground. Oh, death, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? For Christ I live and Christ I die. I'm gonna ride for him till the day I die. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My best friend. The rock of my salvation. Oh, Jesus. So come and say, Jesus. Worthy to be praised. There will be heartache and pain. God didn't promise sunshine without the rain. To be free from sin and the shame. To live in Christ, to die is gain. He's the one I need the most. So he filled me with the Holy Ghost. He's my joy, strength, and peace. In him I can't be beat. I love him, I really do. What he's done for me, he will do for you. Come on, receive him now. If you don't know, let me tell you how.
Welcome to Top On It Radio, baby. Y'all already know this is Back to Business 45. That's right. Back to Business 45. You did. Say, check this out, man. If you want your music played on Top On It Radio, all you got to do is email us at toponitradio@gmail.com. Make sure your music is in MP3 away format only. And when you submit, make sure you submit that audio drop as well. And if you don't want to do the audio drop, no problem, man. No problem. We got you. We're going to need you to do some sharing with us, man. So when you contact us, we'll go over that with you, what we require. If you can't produce an audio drop, we will require you to do something else in place of that audio drop. You did. So you're still going to have to do some kind of work, man. Or, you know what I mean, if you don't want to do any of that, you know what I mean, you can donate the $25 and we'll be able to get your music in the playlist. You did. So audio drop. Submit your music, toponitheradio@gmail.com, MP3 away format. Make sure it's an audio drop with it. If you don't want to do the audio drop, we got another option for you. If you don't want to do that option, man, $25 bypass all of that, and we got you just like that. You dig? Now, tonight, man, on Back to Business 45, we got our classic chop session. Big shout out Petty Murphy as well. Y'all make sure y'all go chop him out. Go check him out. Not chop him out. Go check him out on the Petty Murphy Project. You did. Check him out on the YouTube as well, man. The Petty Murphy Project, he getting it in. So you make sure artists, y'all go link in, man. Get your interviews. Get your music spinning, man. Go holler at him. You dig? Same thing, man. I believe he take MP3s and WAV formats, and I believe he require audio drop as well. When we bring him on, he'll get that to y'all real quick. But tonight on Back to Business 45, we will be chopping on sterilization and abortions, dealing with our people and past history, right? Sterilization and abortions, dealing with our women, man, and past history. And we're going to get down deep with it. And we also got some new music spins tonight. Show Big Shots Out to King Black, that's Famo. We got him off in the list, man. Big Shots Out to Knox Bomb featuring J-Ro. We got him. Stiff C, Duck Row, Raw Kush. Shots Out. Boss Cash Turned Up. You dig? We also got Megan Thee Stallion off in the playlist, man. And we got Trap Star AV in the playlist. Man, it's going down, man. You dig? We just uploaded over 25 songs into the vault, man. Now, you won't hear them all today, but over the next few shows, man, we're going to get them all in there. Then we're going to upload 25 more on you. You dig? So y'all be able to hear that, too. And then we're going to upload 25 more on you. You dig? And then we're going to hit it again with another 25 piece. You dig? Straight like that, man. All working and jerking over this way, man. Let's go.
I like that.
Good, man.
Working.
Uh-huh.
Working.
Working.
Yeah.
bend it over, bounce the thing for me. In the middle of the dance floor, shake it for me. I'm in the VIP with the bottles. In the DJ booth, girl, crank it full throttle. Shorty right there, got a lot on. Drop it to the floor, then she bring it back on. Yeah, that ass is nice. As she moves it in the circle and pops it off twice. Yeah, got other girls watching. Wanna get on the checkerboard and get it poppin'. Throw this track on, girl, bet I get it rockin'. Your man over there drunk, he tryna lock shit. I'm on a brighter night, girl, on some mom shit. And you looking right, girl, on some mom shit. Let me see what you got twerking for me. Don't be scared, girl, go ahead, working for a G. Yeah. Don't be scared, girl, working for a G. In the spotlight, baby, go work it for me.
Bounce it, shake it, roll it, break it, bounce, shake it, twerk it. Crazy, yeah.
Don't be scared, girl, working for a G. In the spotlight, baby, gon' work it for me.
Bounce it, shake it, roll it, break it, bounce, shake it, twerk it, yeah.
She at the bar, man, looking like a star. Got her heels popping, booty shaking, man, she far. She came out to have fun tonight. She ain't trying to hump, she just rolling it right. Sexy dress, all black on her. Slim waist to keep eyes on her. Now she popping her bottle on the floor for throttle. She ain't worried about nothing. He dancing, keep stunning, it's your song, girl. Get out the seat and get it on, girl. Show 'em what you got, gone, show 'em why you hot. Whole club jumping, trying to show you how to rock. The mist in here, so the party don't stop. Spray the mist in here, cause the chicks too hot. They twerking and clapping, going in non-stop. When the track is over, shit running from the top. Purple rain with the strawberry top. Don't be scared, girl, working for a team. In the spotlight, baby, going working for me.
Bounce it, shake it, roll it, break it, bounce, shake it, twerk it. Yeah.
Don't be scared, girl, working for a G. In the spotlight, baby, gon' work it for me.
Bounce it, shake it, roll it, break it, bounce, shake it, twerk it, break it, yeah.
Step to the door, see the smile on my face.
Smile on my face.
Good to me, work the place.
Work
man,
the place.
Leave me alone, you all for that.
All for that.
Extra stuff, and I don't fuck with that.
Nah.
I flow, honey, no powder pack.
No powder pack.
No pills, nigga, you can have that.
You
can't
have
give
that.
You this shit, nigga, and that's a fact.
Yeah.
Charge attack when I bite
when
back.
I bite
that's an action, nigga, if you want that.
If you
we
want
got
that.
Cars, man, clap back.
Yeah.
Soldier cats, go handle
go
that.
Handle
state
that.
To state, put our name on the map.
Name on the map.
East girl, up in the trap.
In
I stay trapped up, put the cross on you.
On you.
Man, you out what I came to do.
Yeah.
Mafia boss, yeah, I'm with my crew.
With
burners and killers, we'll act a fool.
Yeah.
We'll slide these niggas, we'll slide you, dude. Stay hyped up, get my sprites right up.
Uh-huh.
Running the streets, get my fight game up.
Like what?
Stay hyped up, get my sprites right up.
Okay.
Running the streets, get my fight game up.
That's right.
Can't stop me, can't stop me, y'all niggas. Cannot stop me, can't stop me, can't stop me, y'all niggas. Cannot stop me, can't stop me, can't stop me, y'all niggas. Cannot stop me, can't stop me, can't stop me, y'all niggas. Cannot stop me, can't stop me.
Stop me, motherfucker, I be on my shit. All black is a filled with clips. You niggas wanna test, put the shit to your chest. On the streets of the bed, calling shots, get you wet. I ain't playing around, you can get it right now. Make your body fly from a half a mile. Keep them soldiers on you, I'ma snatch your face. They choke you out with a fashion lace. We do this, if you turn stupid, then turn the scope, put it on your click. Y'all niggas ain't scrapping, guns ain't clapping. Sitting around bullshitting, nigga, what's happening? Send a little soldier over, better get it smashing. Better give him everything, my nigga be taxing. All black, call them soldiers assassin. Down to put in work, nigga, let you know that now. I'm more like trouble, you the class clown. You a hood sack and I stay smoking pound. High to the sky, keep running with my crown. High to the sky, keep running with my crown.
Take off your clothes, then you take mine. Yeah.
Now you can really shine. Let your skin bake out in Temple, Arizona. Your nigga, he a goner. Cause I'm the one you wanna. Hold up. What's the game you playing? It's called loving me. Cause I'm your man. Hold up. Yeah. Do it 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, girl, you gotta let your heart go. Yeah, it belong to me. That's what we playing, girl. It's called you and me. Fish chain, put you on the countertop. Then I break you off like you know it's hot. Yeah, night friend, friend, girl, I'm here for you. Let me lay you down because you need me love.
Fish game. Baby, won't you play with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex games. I don't care who knows about it. We can family feud about it. I don't care if the place is crowded. Sex games. Baby, won't you play with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex games. Sex games.
Told you a sexy mama, whoa. Please tell me, baby, how far can I go? If you really let me, I'll penetrate deep. Really, really deep. Put your ass to sleep. Hold up, yeah. Then I wake you up in bed. Oh. Then I give you super head, yeah. Then I feed you breakfast, baby. Then I wake you up again. Give your ass that super deep. Now you loving me, girl, I'm loving you. We so meant to be. Sex game, however you want. Sex game, do whatever you want.
Sex game. Baby, won't you stay with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex game. I don't care who knows about it. We can family feud about it. I don't care if the place is crowded. Sex game. Baby, won't you play with me? Girl, won't you stay with me? We can do our thing and have sex game. Sex game.
Man, that was that Night Train, the brand y'all already know, man, featuring Jay Giss, Sex Games, man. Hey, make sure y'all request that new one from Night Train, the brand, man. Hey, but tonight, man, when we get into it, we also gonna pop our shit. And we can't do that, man, without jamming that Snoop 300. Big shouts out to Snoop 300, man. He a real one. Let's go.
Pop my shit.
Let me pop my shit.
Remember them days I was broke in the bitch. Just chill, baby, I'ma get these chips. Drive fast cars, I ain't stopping for shit. Catch this wave, hope you don't slip. I'm a big stepper, let me pop my shit.
Hey.
Let me pop my shit.
Let me pop my shit.
Remember them days I was broke in the bitch. Just chill, baby, I'ma get these tips. Drive fast cars, I ain't shopping for shit. Catch this wave, hope you don't slip. I'm a big stepper, let me pop my shit. Look,
this shit is crazy, I'm really amazing. Full of them bees, I might fuck your lady. Step of music, all you niggas is faking. Pop my shit, yeah, I do it on a daily. Hot right now, yeah, bitch, I'm blazing. Up the store, all you niggas can't fame it. F floor, RB killing shit on a daily. East side shit, set a tone so amazing.
Bitch, let me pop my shit. Broke in the bitch, I remember them days. I was starving, I wanted to hit them licks. Then little homie got hit. Zipped up body bag, ain't that a bitch? 45-50 got niggas in the bricks. Free King J, 40 cal like the pin. Look, 3 on the floor, let me pop my shit. Wanna rock this way, better hope you don't slip. Eastside flow, better ask your bitch. I been that nigga since way back when. 300 flow, let me pop my shit. Wanna ride this way, better hope you don't slip. Eastside flow, better ask your bitch. I been that nigga since way back then.
This shit is easy, 300 season. Open for hits with your ass out of misery. Big booty bitch, yeah, she give me good feelings. Smack on the ass, she said, baby, don't tease me. I am the East and you niggas beneath me. Step on these niggas every motherfucking season. Step on these niggas every motherfucking season.
Let me pop my shit.
Let me pop my shit.
Remember them days I was broke than a bitch. Just chill, baby, I'ma get these chips. Drive fast cars, I ain't stopping for shit. Catch this wave, hope you don't slip. I'm a big stepper, let me pop my shit. Look, let me pop my shit. Remember them days I was broke than a bitch. Just chill, baby, I'ma get these chips. Drive fast cars, I ain't stopping for shit. Catch this wave, hope you don't slip. I'm a big stepper, let me pop my shit. Look.
Petty Murphy, man, I told you, man, we charged up around this thing, man. You already know, man. Big shout out King Black as well, man. We got his music up in the playlist, man. Y'all stay tuned for it, baby. All right, man, we got to get back to the sauce, man. Told you, man, everybody charge up, man. I don't care what you're doing right now, man. Charge up with me.
Yo, yo, what it do? It's your boy Big Snoop 300, and I'm here on Chop on the Radio, nigga. You dig?
I'm the hottest, bringing pressure. Can't nobody do it better, bitch. I'm stepping on whoever put me in. I bet I'm wrecking. Look, I'm gold, bitch. I'm Eastside, that's for sure. I'm the hottest, and they know. Pop my shit.
Shout out for show though, man. Shout out Big Snoop 300 on that one right there. Y'all charged up yet? Y'all ain't charged up? I bet you this gonna get you charged up. Let's go.
Ocean Park.
And if the beat live, you know Lil Juke made it.
Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Post me a pic, finna make me a profit. When the liquor hit, then the bitch get toxic.
Why the fuck you in the club when niggas wild?
I've been lit since brunch, that shit. Order 42 for the table, let's pop shit. Missionary or a doggy style on my top shit. Pussy ass niggas hating on me from the closet. Hoes trying to call me a snake, shit, I guess I can relate. Cause a bitch spit a whole lot of venom. And since these hoes all rats, when they come around me, all I see is a whole lot of dinner. I walk around the house butt naked and I stop at air mirror. Just stare at my own posterior. I don't give a fuck who talk behind my back, cause the bitch knew better than to let me hear.
Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees.
Hoes say they wish a bitch would, and I'm a genie. Bitch so hot, gotta stay in bikinis. He got a girl girl, but he keep begging to see me. I love it when a nigga got a mouth full of BBs. No, I'm not a patient, better let him treat me. I gotta be a doctor, how I'm ordering CCs. Go to your place, no face, no case. 99% tent in a blacked out race. I remember hoes used to clap for me happily. Now I'm bossed up and them same hoes mad at me. Acting like they riding whole time trying to pass me. Watching me go through it, still trying to drag me. Acting like you winning if you think about it actually. Are they supporting you or really just attacking me? I don't give a fuck about a blog trying to bash me. I'm the shit per the recording academy.
Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees.
Drinking out the motherfucking bottle on my thigh shit. Everything I eat goes straight to my pocket. 2021, finna graduate college. Got first shit, I'm a real hot topic. Fucking on a nigga, make him sing on some pop shit. I need a real headbang on some rock shit. Pussy like crack when it hit it like dope. Got a real hot box for the bitch, don't smoke. Hot girl, but I'm still a coldest. Hey, I'm the big homie, but I ain't the oldest. Bitch dry hating, trying to get noticed. Man, ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. Look, how many bitches lying if they say they boss is better? They really puppets, so I really gotta go at Geppetta. I'm really talking, but it really can apply to whoever. My pen a free, get a go after a bitch or a nigga. Bank take little bank, bitch, add it up. Hoes taking shots, but they ain't in my caliber. Book, but I squeeze a little head in my calendar. Looking in the mirror like, damn, I'm bragging up. LVs, double C's, Birkins, I'm working. My chain ain't hitting if a bitch ain't hurting. Look, I ain't even finna argue with a bitch. One thing, I know two things for certain. None of these hoes saying shit to my face. And none of these hoes finna see me at the bank. And I'ma keep talking all the shit that I want. And I doubt when these hoes come tell me I can't. We ain't even speaking if a nigga ain't spinning. He could never say that I was one of his women. I don't even let niggas know I stay. I be damned if you think you popping up on this pimping.
Hands on my knees. Shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Hands on my knees, hands on my knees.
Hold your fuck.
And if the beat live, you know Lil Juke made it.
Say, man, it's next level or no level, you did. Say, big shouts out to Megan Thee Stallion, man. Y'all already know, man. Go check that girl out. Hey, man, we got to holler at King Black before we get off into this chop, baby. Let's work.
Uh-huh. For sure, dope, just in case you didn't know, ho. Yeah, I've been letting y'all slide way too long. You need to wait with all that. No more. I ain't with that fake shit, I ain't with that fake love, fake dance, fake hoes, y'all just leave me alone, thug. I ain't with that fake shit, I ain't with that fake love, fake dance, fake hoes, y'all just leave me alone, thug. Real ones since day one, love out my funds, ain't got no time for the fake shit, the fuck shit, y'all really know what's up, bitch, I'm about my chips, ain't got no time to hate on no one, that's a fact, you know King Black, I'm all about trying to get to the rack, y'all niggas out here funny games, that shit be some lame. Ain't got no time for that, you know what's up. I told you, oh, it's about they real get that dough. You know just how this shit gon' go. Put this shit down as a show. Nigga, real one from the O. I ain't with that fake shit. I ain't with that fake love and fake dabs and fake hugs. Y'all just leave me alone, thug. I ain't with that fake shit. I ain't with that fake love and fake dabs and fake hugs. Y'all just leave me alone, thug. A lot of way y'all run y'all mouth, I see that fake shit coming out. Make me wanna slap you in your face. Motherfuck you, swallow your taste. All this shit y'all say to me, hating at the same time. I ain't tripping on the thing, that's why I stay out by her on my grind. Do mine and me, you my own thing, yes indeed. Flow my own street, that's a fact. Yeah, you better respect me. I'm just a G, just a thug, nigga. Ain't no cripple blood. Just out here getting this money, you know really what's up. So fuck y'all fake ones, y'all hate ones. Y'all wanna try to talk down on the time. On real niggas, y'all representing all the time. For the town, for the team, you know that's how this shit gon' go. And that's for sure, I'm always putting it down for the O. I ain't with that fake shit, I ain't with that fake love, and fake dabs, and fake hugs, y'all just leave me alone, thug. I ain't with that fake shit, I ain't with that fake love, and fake dabs, and fake hugs, y'all just leave me alone, thug.
Thank you.
Big Shots app, man. The Famo King Black, man, with that, not with the fake shit. For sure, though, ENT. You already know for sure, though. You dig, man? So y'all make sure y'all gonna catch that in the playlist, man, in rotation, man. Big shouts out to Famo, man. He be holding it down, man, doing his thing, man. Showing hella love. You dig? Show hella love, man. Hella support. You feel me, man? And like I said, man, nowadays, man, that's solid shit. That's solid shit, man. Everybody be running around here, you know what I mean, claiming that they real, claiming that they solid. But when is that? You know what I mean? And I seen something today, man. And he King Black solid. You feel me? King Black solid. But I had seen something today, man, when it was like, you know what I mean, people afraid to support you on the internet because they talk about you, basically because they talk about you or they don't support you. Away from it. And that's kind of real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a person to say that. And first of all, man, when we talk about these things, this is in no way, I got to put the chopper on the radio disclaimer out there. This is in no way, anyway, saying that we begging for support. Yeah, man, we want your support. Salute, you dig? But we're not begging for support or nothing like that. We're just going off of certain things, man, that's out there in today's world. And that was one of them, man. And when you relate it to real life, that is real life. You know what I'm saying? That is real life, man. Now, once people feel like you popping in their eyes, you know what I mean? But you got to look at it like this too, man. Who is them people? You feel me? And if it's people from your city, people that you know, family members and things like that, well, hell, you already know why they not going to do that. You feel me? But if you're getting so much support, you understand, and you getting, you know what I mean, opportunities or whatever it is, man, from people that is around you, you know what I mean, in your city, in your state, out of wherever it is, and you is getting support from them, and you is getting that motivation and inspiration for them, hey, man, focus on them, salute them, appreciate them, keep pushing and keep gaining more. You feel me? Because everybody, of course, ain't going to like what you're doing. And even some of the people closest to you in your heart, in your friendship circle, whatever it is, you know, you want them to be excited about the things that you do, just like they want you to be excited about the things that they do. Sometimes they don't, it's reciprocation is not always there when it comes to adults, right? Because reciprocation is not something that we really teach each other or build with each other. You know what I mean? We go with the understanding. Especially if it's not in contract, then a lot of people go by the understanding that people just, you know, we just expect you to be real. But sometimes it don't always work like that. You know what I mean? Sometimes it don't always work like that at all. You dig? But there's a lot of people out there that do, is going to support you, is going to rock with you. You know what I mean? They going to mix with your music, or they going to mix with your food, or mix with whatever it is that you're doing. And that's shown and has been proven and has been proven. Sometimes, man, we can stop some of our own growth from letting that cloud our minds from seeing the bigger picture. And the bigger picture has always to do what? You if you're in these lanes, the awareness is what you know, what you want. When we all know comes with more awareness, right? So that's something that you want. So don't worry about it, man. Focus on the people. And I had to learn this myself. I ain't speaking on something that I didn't do. I had to learn this and go through this myself. And it's easier for me now to keep it pushing, you know what I mean, because I know where, you know, where it's good at, or you know where to support at, or you know where it's beneficial at. You know where to, you know what I mean, where you can move and groove and do what you need to do and keep pushing forward. You know where that's at. And when you know what that's at, nobody can really, you know, try to stop you or even put that thought in your head, because you've already proven to yourself that you can do it, right? So no matter what, man, you can do it. I put a post out there, man. They used to wouldn't play my song in the club, right? Then, now look now, I can play any music I drop. If I want to, I can play it to a real worldwide audience. With all kind of different listeners, shouts out to everybody. Keep pushing. Don't let them discourage you. You keep pushing on levels and ways that you got to. Sometimes you got to do some networking. Sometimes you got to do some groundwork, footwork. Whatever it is, man, that's what you got to do, right? So big shouts out, man, to everybody that's tuned in right now online. Hey, man, I see y'all. Big shouts out to them. Big shouts out to everybody that's tuned in on the phone line. We going to rock, man. We still got some new music for y'all that we going to jump off into as well, man. But one of the big things one of the big things that we're going to be talking about is, like I said, man, the sterilization and abortions were dealing with women in our history. You feel me? A lot of people, you know, don't really want to speak about, bring to the light. We going to talk about it, man. We going to talk about it because it was some things in history that went on with that really ain't right. But before we do that, man, we're going to check in with Petty Murphy. Petty Murphy, Famo, what's going on with you, man? How you doing tonight?
Nothing much, Famo. I basically agree with everything that you said about, you know, with the submissions, Chop on the Radio. I just made a
okay.
post on Facebook about the Petty Murphy Project, and I'm basically, like I said, y'all helped me with the Petty Murphy Project, so I'm basically following the same steps. Artists, real shit, and I'm being fucking the honey cake. Y'all want me to play your music, y'all submit me your music and everything else too, but y'all don't show that same love that I'm showing y'all. So, I'm going to still show y'all some love, but y'all going to have to do some things to where people can really know who you are. You know, submit the audio drop. You know, share the episode of the Petty Murphy Project. I've actually made some requirements on there. Pretty much all music must be MP3 or WAV file submission. Must come with an audio drop. Okay, if you do not submit an audio drop, you will be required to share the episode once I drop the link and I tag your name in it 3 times. Now, if you don't, share the episode to your people, not share it in my own words, because I know a lot of people used to do that when we don't throw these shows on. We make a post promoting the show, and they will share what we say. They just promoting. That's not promoting. That's laziness. If you do not share the episode, then you will be required
old
to make a donation.
Oh, copy and paste fingers.
Copy and paste ass motherfuckers.
Hell, copy and
you
paste
will have,
fingers.
You will have to submit a donation of $10 to either my Cash App, PayPal, or Venmo for the Petty Murphy Project. And I broke it all down. Who wouldn't like to be heard in Germany, Switzerland,
hey,
Japan,
man.
Australia, United Kingdom, Lithuania, India, Ireland.
And this is the thing, man. For the ones that do.
The Petty Murphy Project. Canada,
yeah, for the
Mexico,
ones that do,
Puerto
man,
Rico.
Big shout out to you. And that's what we got to start focusing on, everybody, too. Even with the artists, man, it's a million of them out there. You dig? And you know what I mean? Hey, for the ones that don't, you know what I mean, want to get down or whatever or take advantage of the opportunity, whatever it is, hey, salute to you. But everybody got to keep – everybody going to keep on pushing. You dig? Everybody going to keep on pushing, mm-hmm. man. And I deal with that a lot, you know what I mean, a lot. You feel me? But that's what I tell people, man. I don't – you know, people that's moving and grooving, we don't got time to sit there and play games. There's so much opportunity out there, so much to learn, so much to do. You ain't got time to really play games when it comes to certain things. Hey, if they tell you you can't be caught drinking and driving, you get caught drinking and driving, you're going to get a ticket, get a DUI, and possibly go to jail. We know this, right? Okay, very few times you ever going to get off. But if you drunk or over the limit, you're going to jail, getting a ticket, whatever the case may be. Rules is just rules, man, and it ain't nothing hard. It ain't like this shit taking your freedom. It is what it is, man. We all grown men and women. Certain actions have to be made to get what you trying to get. Everything ain't going to be just an easy process. You feel me? Sometimes you got to do what's required, and ain't nothing wrong with that. You feel me? You're going to have to handle business one way or another. And the thing about it is when you really act like that now, it's funny because when you go and get that time to sign that contract that you after, you're going to sit down and handle business then. You know what I mean? So keep it real with yourself, man. Keep it real with yourself. Everything ain't about, you know, egos and stuff like that. Sometimes it's just about, like Petty Murphy saying and like I'm saying, Night Train to Brandon said, Wild Dallas, Jack the Fish, everybody, even people not us, handling business is handling business. You feel me? Handling business is handling business. And if you can't handle business, you can't do simple steps. Hey, man, that shows a bad work ethic. It just does. You know what I mean? And it shows you don't really care about the situation. And if that's what it is, just keep it pushing and, you know, go do whatever it is that you is you do care about. You did?
Man,
we got to get off into this. But we got to get off into this topic, fam. Let's get off into the topic real quick. We'll come back and touch on that, man, because they should already know all of that. And if not, hey, man, you're just going to be on the outside looking in rather than the inside enjoying the inside looking out. All right? So check this out. The U.S. government's role in sterilizing women of color, right? We come black, Puerto Rican, Native American women, all have been victimized. That's a lot of things, man, people don't really like to talk about, man. So imagine going to the hospital for a common surgical procedure, so you know what I mean, to find out that afterwards you've been sterilized. In the 20th century, untold numbers of women of color endured such life-altering experiences in part because of medical racism. Black, Native American, and Puerto Rican women report being sterilized without their consent after undergoing routine medical procedures or after giving birth. Others say they unknowingly signed documentations allowing them to be sterilized or were coerced into doing so. The experiences of these women strained relations between people of color and healthcare personnel. In the 21st century, members of the communities of color still widely distrust medical officials. Black women sterilized in North Carolina. Shouts out to all femos in North Carolina, man, and everybody that be rocking with us out that way. Countless numbers of Americans who were poor, mentally ill, from minority backgrounds, or otherwise regarded as undesirable. Remember that undesirable, man, as you go on through your life when dealing with the government. Remember that word when dealing with the government. Were sterilized as it gained momentum in the United States, right? So in the early 20th centuries, man, people believed that the measures should be taken to prevent undesirables from reproducing so that problems such as poverty and substance abuse would be eliminated in future generations. See, but everybody say you conspiracy theorists when you talk about this. No, you just read. By the 1960s, man, tens of thousands of Americans were sterilized in state-run programs, according to investigative reporters for the NBC News. North Carolina was one of 31 states to adopt such a program. Between 1929 and 1974, in North Carolina, 7,600 people were sterilized. Out of those sterilized, 85% were women and girls, while 40% were people of color, most of whom were black. The program was eliminated in 1977, but legislation permitted involuntary sterilization of residents remained on the books until 2003. Since then, the state has tried to devise a way to compensate those who sterilized. Up to 2,000 victims were believed to be still living in 2011. Elaine Riddick, an African-American woman, is one of the survivors. She says she was sterilized after giving birth in 1967 to a child she conceived after a neighbor raped her when she was just 13 years old. Go to the hospital and they put me in a room and that's all I remember, she told NBC News. When I woke up with bandages on my stomach. She didn't discover that she'd been sterilized until a doctor informed her that she had been butchered. But Riddick was unable to have children with her husband. All right. So the state's board ruled that she should be sterilized after she was described in records as promiscuous and feeble-minded. Come on, man. If they was doing it back then, what you think? You think they stopped doing this type of stuff? Come on, man.
Hell no.
They described her in her records as promiscuous and feeble-minded. Now, come on, man. So that's how they said she should be sterilized. All right, let's jump to Puerto Rican women robbed of reproductive rights. More than a third of women in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico were sterilized from the 1930s to the 1970s as a result of partnership between the U.S. government, Puerto Rican lawmakers, and medical officials. The United States has ruled the island since 1898. In the decades following, Puerto Rico experienced a number of economic problems, including the high unemployment rate. Government officials would experience a boost, population were reduced. Many of the women targeted for sterilization were reported to be of the working class, as doctors didn't think women of a certain economic level could manage to effectively use contraception. Moreover, many women received sterilization for free or for very little money as they entered the workforce. Before long, Puerto Rico won the dubious distinction of having the world's highest sterilization rate. So common was the procedure that it was widely known as La Oficina among the islanders. Thousands of men in Puerto Rico underwent sterilization as well. Roughly a third of Puerto Ricans sterilized reportedly did not understand the nature of the procedure, including that it meant they would not be able to bear children in the future. Roughly a third of the Puerto Ricans sterilized reportedly did not understand the nature of the procedure. I had to say that. So sterilization was not only way in which Puerto Rican women reproductive rights were violated. U.S. pharmaceutical researchers also experimented on Puerto Rican women for human trials of the birth control pill in the 1950s. Many women experienced several side effects such as nausea and vomiting. Three even died. So the participants had not been told that the birth control pill was experimental and that they were participating in a clinical trial, only that they were taking medication to prevent pregnancy. The researchers in that study were later accused of exploiting women of color to acquire FDA approval of their drug. Right? We're going to get into Native American women, too, here in just a second. But Petty Murphy, come on, I got you on, man. Now, we touched on, you know what I mean, black beautiful women. We touched on beautiful Puerto Rican sisters. What's your thoughts so far, man? Give it. What you thinking?
I
just
love
this, and this is happening here. This is real fact. You know, this is real situations that really happened. Y'all can go look it up too.
This is real fact, and it's another fucking real fact that America did not want you to know. Here's what they think about you. That's fucked up.
Yep. Yep, promiscuous and feeble-minded. How many times, look, how many times you think they done wrote that down on somebody's records?
Shit, countless times.
Yeah,
I guarantee countless.
Yeah, think about it. If that was a way for them to get away with it, how many times you think they actually wrote that down on women's records? Promiscuous, and see that feeble-minded part? With them putting that on their record, see, that's slick stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's slick stuff. Basically, you feeble-minded. So you having kids or you know, whatever situation, it comes up, occurred, you're going to handle it like a feeble-minded person would. That's slick shit, man, and that ain't cool.
No, it isn't. It's not.
And obviously she was a strong sister. Obviously, she was a strong sister. Right, to survive all of that, you feel me? So how is she feeble-minded? She had a mind enough to be strong.
Right, to be raped and all of that, man. I mean, I want to ask this question. How many women back then?
And she never found out, but she didn't find out. Remember this, she didn't find out that she couldn't, that she was, you know, sterilized. Until her and her husband tried to bear a child. That's when she finally found out that she was sterilized. Now, go ahead, Femo.
I just got a question. Now, we know the numbers among our African-American women, our Native American women, and our Puerto Rican women. How many of these women were white back then getting sterilized?
Yeah. You can do the, as a matter of fact, Petty Murphy, let's do this. Next show we come on, man, I want you to bring them numbers, man, and let the people know so we can, you know, compare and see what was really going down.
Yeah, definitely.
We know what was really going down. You did. I mean, it's there. The evidence is there, too. But you bring up a good point as well. You know what I mean? Because We got to see the evidence. I mean, you know what I mean? We got to see it. And we won't never know if we never go look for it. So, yeah, man, we need to do that, man, so we can bring that to the show and give that, you know, the people that side of information as well. Because I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean? They didn't do it to just women of color. But at that particular time, that's who they was targeting. And they probably still, I can't say for sure, but in my opinion, I would lean to, yeah, they might still be, yes, still doing that and a whole lot of other stuff. But the sterilization, man, is very wrong because, in my opinion, man, because what they did was take them women's purpose to bear, to give another life, to bring another life into this world. You can't predict how this life is going to be. You can't say what this life is going to be just like this, or this life's going to be this, life's going to be that. You don't know. You know what I mean? And I believe in God. I believe in the Most High. So you don't know the Most High's purpose for that life. And you did this with trickery and deceit and lies without their consent. Now, the ones that said yeah and understood, which probably none of them really, you know, probably understood, and some of them didn't even know it was happening. That shit is dead wrong. Wrong as can be, man. And all the women, the ones that is alive, because I remember they was, you know, a few years back, they had did some interviews. I seen on some news clips and stuff like that. They had did some interviews about it. But for all the women that is still alive or something like that, man, why not compensate these people for the rest of their life until their family bloodline is no longer here? See, now we talking too real. Fuck, it's like a stimulus check. That's not shit. What about do what, like you have done for others, do for them. Do for people like that that you wrong as a government. What $50,000 going to do? Nah, man. You wrong these people. And certain things that the government has done to wrong people on certain levels, keeping people in prison for 20 years and really, you know, was innocent, come to find out it was innocent, they try to turn over. These people shouldn't have to ever want for anything again in their life. You never know you never know what crossroads these people could have came to in their life. And it don't mean it was going to turn out negative. Like I said, I believe in the Most High. Salute out to anybody, you know, whatever you believe, that's on y'all. I believe in the Most High. So you never know what message would have been sent to that person at what time. So that message could have changed their life, and they could have stopped from whatever they was doing that might not have been right, got their life right, and kept on pushing and had a wonderful life, and whatever they wasn't doing right was no longer part of their life.
True. And here's where I'm going to say with that. When it comes to things like that, you need to pay these people each year that you have caused them suffering. $1 million for each year that you have caused them suffering. Just not with this situation here, famo. I'm talking about, you know, people that, you know, were wrongfully accused of crimes, being locked up for 50 years. Each year that you take a year away from their life, you need to pay them $1 million. And that just brought me back to when we talked to Robert Taper and how they have done this man. Y'all got to understand that the United States government is so fucking crooked. But y'all say,
like,
oh, we know it's crooked. Y'all really don't know how crooked this shit is.
And they have a nerve to put promiscuous and feeble-minded. And that sounds like the government. But let's get into the Native American women, man. We got to get into the Native American women. All right. Well, no, we're gonna take a real quick break, man. We're gonna sauce y'all up for a minute. We'll take a real quick break, man, and we'll come back, man, and we'll get into this Native American piece, and we're gonna chop some more, man. And we still gonna get into the abortions as well, man. These two topics right here, man. A lot of people, you know, old media, don't really like to touch on. But we're going to touch on it, man, because we got to. We're going to give our thoughts. If you want to call in and give your thoughts, 319-527-6057. 319-527-6057. You want to call in and just listen to the show, man, you can do that as well. It's Back to Business 45. Sterilization, abortions, man, dealing with women in the past, man, in the history. Like I said, we got to bring some light to it, man. You did. We got to bring some light to it. Right. So, man, we got no new music we got to get off into, man. We got a lot of new tracks, man, that we got put in in the system, man. So big shouts out to everybody that then submitted their music. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, it's getting ready to go down, right? So we got to turn up for a little bit. That's what they like saying. We say jerking. We say jerking, man. Some people say turn up, whatever it is, man. We say jerking over here. But we're going to get off into that Boss Cash that turned up.
Yeah.
MK.
The Black Sheep checking in.
Okay.
Gotta go get that bad young nigga turned up.
I'm turning up.
They tryna count me up, but bitch, I'm turned up.
I'm turned up.
I'm one of the hottest, I'm so turned up.
I'm turning up.
Applying major pressure, I'm so turned up.
I'm turning up.
Gotta go get that bad young nigga turned up.
I'm turning up.
They tryna count me up, but bitch, I'm turned up.
I'm turned up.
I'm one of the hottest, I'm so turned up.
I'm turning up.
Applying major pressure, I'm so turned up.
I'm turning up.
Turned up on the beat, I'm going.
ladies, man. Y'all already know, man. Chop on the radio, Jerk King's Femo Nation, Mister. You can call me Point Blank. Y'all already know we got y'all. We got y'all right here on Chop on the Radio. We just get into a women, meaning lockdown mix. Let's go.
Escalating, moving foreign. Oh, you name it, I seen it, I brought it, I done it. I'm living, cause I'm a boss, I pay the cost. I'm a boss, oh, I pay the cost. I'm a boss, you ain't talking money, I don't wanna talk, period.
I'm a boss, I'm a boss.
Do it by myself, I don't need no one to help me. I'ma take a selfie and do it by myself.
Nike. Always hit the edit cause the filters never fail me. When I took a picture, all these bitches getting jealous.
Sevens are the cute, but the sevens get the fellas, yeah.
They be liking all the pictures. Know you look good when they wanna roll with you. Picture kinda looking like a magazine issue. If Sevens ain't popping, then you know we gon' miss you.
Sevens get a whole bunch of likes.
Stay show on the track and I'ma ride it like a bike. Posing for your selfie, then you gotta keep it tight. And I just took your 100 selfies by the end of the night. Looking on the lounge, she about to take flight. Wanna take a selfie, then you gotta do it right. Making sure you flash on, looking at the light. And we gotta take it over, cause it's looking too bright.
Cause yeah, I'ma take a selfie, do it by myself. I don't need no one to help me. Yeah, I'ma take a selfie, do it by myself. I don't need no one to help me. I'ma take a selfie, do it by myself. I don't need no one to help me.
DJ, bring it back. And it's hard to take a selfie when the club too packed. Whole lot of cuteness is what you hold lack. And my selfie on point, bitch, selfie never whack. Working out selfies,
Instagram queen.
Flick it up,
Snapchat me.
It's so cute, bitch, selfie so mean. Always take a selfie
when I'm rolling with the team, yeah.
Yeah, we about to go live. Taking out your phone, share, pointing to the sky. Take a selfie, gon' take you by five. Shots at the bar, gon' take you like nine. Get a perfect selfie, bitch,
I ain't gotta try.
Take a selfie so my ass bent over to the side. The club life lit, so you know we just vibe. Before you make a post, make sure your shit fire.
Yeah, I'ma take a selfie, do it by myself. I don't need no one to help me. Yeah, I'ma take a selfie, do it by myself. I don't need no one to help me. I'ma take a selfie, do it by myself. I don't need no one to help me. I'ma take a selfie, do it by myself. I don't need no one to help me. Yeah.
I'm on the other side.
Turn up on dance today. All day, like that shit, not that day. After the Lord be mercy. Just when them think it's over, just when them think it's done, we give them another one.
Into the abortion side of the history, man. The racist history of abortion and midwifery bans, right? So check this, man. In 1851, Sojourner Truth delivered a speech best known as Ain't I a Woman to a crowded audience at the Women's Convention in Akron, Ohio. At the time, slavery remained in full force, a vibrant enterprise that fueled the American economy. Various laws protected that system, including the Fugitive Slave Act, which resulted in an abduction of free black children, women, and men, as well as those who had miraculously escaped to the northern cities like Boston or Philadelphia. Bounty hunters then sold their prey to southern plantation owners. The law denied basic protections for black people, caught in the greed-filled grass of slavery, right? So Ms. Truth condemned this disgraceful enterprise, which thrived off not only uncompensated labor, but also physical and psychological terror. Most will remember Sojourner Truth's orientation, man, of his vivid description regarding physical labor. Black women were forced to plow, plant, herd, and build just as men, yet far too little attention centers on her condemnation of that system, which made sexual chattel of black women and then cruelly sold off black children. This was human trafficking in American form, and it's lasted for centuries, right? So she said, man, this is what Ms. True said. I have borne 13 children and seen most all sold off to slavery. And when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. And ain't I a woman? That's what she pleaded. This is what she pleaded, and that's what she said, man. So the Supreme Court's decision in June Medical Services versus Russo this week, it was worth reflecting on the racial origins of the anti-abortion movement in the United States, would date back to the ideologies of slavery. Just like slavery, anti-abortion efforts are rooted in white supremacy, the exploitation of black women, and the placing women's body in service to men. Just like slavery, maximizing wealth and consolidating power motivated the anti-abortion enterprise. Then, just as now, anti-abortion efforts have nothing to do with saving women's lives or protecting the interests of children. Today, a person is four times more likely to die by carrying a pregnancy in turn than by having an abortion. And medical evidence has shown for decades that an abortion is as safe as a penicillin shot, and yet abortion remains heavily restricted in states across the country. Prior to the Civil War, abortion and contraceptives was legal in the U.S., used by indigenous women as well as those who sailed to these lands from Europe. For the most part, the persons who perform all manner of reproductive health care were women. Female midwives. Midwifery was interracial. Half of the women who provided reproductive health care were black women. Other midwives were indigenous and some whites. However, in the wake of slavery's end, skilled black midwives represented both real competition for white men who sought to enter the practice of child delivery and a threat to how it was viewed, you know, how the doctors viewed it themselves. So male gynecologists claimed midwifery was a degrading means for their practice. They viewed themselves as elite members of a trained profession with tools such as the forceps and other technologies and the modern convenience of hospitals, which excluded blacks and indigenous women from the practice within their institutions. History would later reveal that it was literally on the back of black women's bodies that such tools were developed. Dr. Marion Sims famously wrote about this insomnia-induced process, man, that stirred him to experiment on enslaved black women, lacerating, suturing, and cutting, providing no anesthesia or pain relief. Only recently have the terrors that black women endured through non-consensual experimentation by gynecologists of the 19th and 20th centuries been acknowledged. Successful racist, misogynist smear campaigns cleverly designed for political persuasion and to achieve legal reform describe black midwives as unhygienic, barbarous, ineffective, non-scientific, dangerous, and unprofessional. Dr. Joseph Lee, a prominent 20th century obstetrician and fervent opponent to midwifery, stated in a much quote 1950 speech, "Progress towards the ideal." Right. So the midwife is a relic of barbarianism. In civilized countries, the midwife is wrong, has always been wrong. The midwife has been a drag on the progress of the science and the art of, you know, y'all know me, I'm bad with pronouncing good words, but existence stunts the one and degrades the other. For many centuries, she reverted from obtaining and standing at all among the science of medicine, even after midwifery was practiced by some of the most brilliant men in the profession. Such practice was held and degraded. So at the root of these stereotypes was explicit efforts to destroy midwifery and promote white supremacy. As the surge of lynching, separate but equal laws, police violence, and the decimation of successful black communities during Jim Crow revealed, black Americans post-slavery suffered greatly due to white supremacy, as did Chinese and Japanese workers and their families. Indeed, the racist campaigns launched by doctors against black midwives extended into anti-immigration legislative platforms targeted at Chinese and Japanese workers. So the PAGE Act which restricted Chinese women from entering the United States as a part of this shameful legacy. The broader 20th century anti-Chinese campaign became known as Yellow Peril. Dee Lee and Horatio Storer urged white women to spread their loins across the nation, a dog whistle about the threat too many blacks and Asians in the U.S., right? So we're going to bring on Petty Murphy, man, and we're going to let Petty Murphy talk on that. Now, man, y'all go do your research, too, man. This is just to light the fire inside anybody that's listening to go look up some of the research and see it for yourself. We can't give you all of it, man. We can't tell you all of it. But you can get what you can get from us, man, and we encourage you to take it a step further and go do some research and see what you come up with and the news that you get or the history you get, the information you get, and that will help you get a better understanding of a lot of this stuff that was going on to women of color in past history when it came to sterilization and abortions, unknowingly. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of this stuff, they didn't know certain things that was given to them, what it was really doing. You see the one woman, doctor said she would have been butchered basically down there. You know what I mean? So let's get Petty Murphy thoughts on abortion, man. And you know what I mean? With the history we're dealing, we're talking about in history. We're not talking about a woman's choice. Shouts out to all the women out there. We ain't saying nothing about y'all choice. That's something that y'all got to make. Now, me personally on that, I feel like that's a woman's choice. I can't tell a woman what to do on that because I'm not a woman. I have compassion and I have sympathy, but how would I understand? A woman can even tell a man how it feels. A woman can tell a man how whatever it is, but us men, we'll never really truly feel that. So it's no way for us to be able to, that's just my view, it's no way for us to be able to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body, especially something like that, because as a man, we never going to know that. Petty Murphy, man, let me get you on, man. What's your thoughts, man? Touch on it, man, on the topic of abortion. And even, too, if you want to touch back on sterilization, too, man.
When it comes to abortion, I feel like it is a woman's right. It's a woman's choice on that. But to finally hear something that we did not learn in course in school about this, yo, man, this is our government's very fucked up, and there's a lot of secrets being uncovered, and this is something I did not know until tonight. Man, I can't even put it into words, man. It's horrific. It's horrific. On how,
yeah, man.
How, you know, women of color were treated back then. It's very horrific.
It is, man. It is. And old media do not like to talk about it.
No, they don't. They just want
to. It's better for you. It's better for you to forget. What do you see? Let me get your thoughts on that, Petty, because you've been around media for a long time, too. I got to say, man, big shouts out, man, to Jag the Official. Big shouts out, YL Dallas. Big shouts out, Night Train the Brand. That's Undertaker, Straight Shot, Silent Night, you know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to them boys, man. Jerk Kings in the building, y'all already know. But, Femo, let me get your thoughts on, for what you know from old media, what do you think, in your eyes, from your viewpoint, what you think the reason why they keep some of this history off from old media?
I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it again.
I'm going to let you talk. Theory,
critical race theory is American, is actual American history. And if you're going to talk about America and you want to talk about American history, not this bullshit that we see on PBS and in the old media and stuff, so you need to uncover everything about America. And I feel like old media doesn't want us to know what happened back then, because if we knew what happened back then, a lot of people that capitalized off of it, monetized off of it, Famo, this world, this country would really burn in hell for the hell that was caused to our people back then and to what has happened now. They want to sweep shit underneath the rug. And then they will have the audacity to tell us to get over the shit. Fuck no. We can never get over that. We will never get over that. You have to apologize for your actions and take accountability for what you have done. And to hear these horrific stories on sterilization and abortion to women of color. Man, do y'all...
In North Carolina, y'all can go look up, man. I'm pretty sure y'all come across it, but I remember it was a few years ago. It was ladies that was actually on the news. You know, they did a news clipping about it. I don't know if they was touching up on it or what, but I remember seeing something about it years ago, man. And, you know, it probably been about 4 or 5 years ago, something like that maybe. And it was actually, I think it was on Facebook at a point in time too. You know what I mean? Where they was talking about some women that was in North Carolina that was sterile because of that. You know what I mean? Without their consent. And didn't know, you know, exactly understand, you know, had no knowledge that the doctors was doing that. And that's the messed up part right there, man. That's the messed up part.
Right. And the reason
but you
got
to remember, what was the words they used in the beginning? Promiscuous, feeble-minded. That's the words they used in the beginning.
Like I said, old media doesn't want us to know the real truth. That's why 50% of those books is bullshit. The other half lies. Telling y'all what Malcolm X said. The media controls the minds, which controls the masses. The chickens have come home to roost. And what we're telling y'all is this. Y'all really, really, really have got to do y'all research on what they call the United States of America. Because there's a lot of things
that's real.
In America they did not tell us anything in school. Why?
And this is
they were programmed not to tell us.
Right. And this is my thing too. If this is what we got to understand. If they was doing some of them things then, why would we believe that they're not doing them now and have still been doing them ever since? This is 2021. This is 2021, man. You know what I mean? The technology that our government holds, the scientists, the brain powers behind this. We got, man, I can't say, I'm going to keep it 100K, man. Any problem that's going on in our country, we have the means to solve, right? But how does that keep, if you already know that, what does it do? How can you make a profit over that? How can you make power over that? So they use it. All of this, they don't know how to do this or they don't know this. Man, they know. Just like they know people think it's kooky, but just like they know it was they let out there was other planets in the solar system. Man, they know this type of stuff. But what it is they don't release certain information to the public after a certain time period. All right, any new technology, the military going to get it first. But life in different space, the radio transmissions they've been picking up from outer space, man, all of this stuff they knew. They know these diseases and things like this. They know how to cure this stuff. They know how to cure this stuff, but ain't no money in curing it. Ain't no money in letting the people know, hey, anything that goes on in our country, we have the means to take care of it. But we choose not to because there's no money in taking care of it. That's the thing, man, and people every year, and this is your choice. I ain't knocking nobody, but every year or every 4 years when it come time to vote for a president, everybody thinks it's going to be so much different. every single time. It's going to be so much different because it's a new person in there or this person talks like this. That shit's entertainment. They're not going to tell you, hey, we got the cure for AIDS. They're not going to tell you, hey, man, we can cure people. They're not going to tell you this shit. Why? Because it ain't no money in it. The money is in letting you think that you got to do these treatments to get this cleared. The money is in putting these robotic implants in your body because how much they cost. And who does that keep pumping? The pharmaceutical companies. Big Pharma.
Drugs are bad, okay?
And this ain't no conspiracy theory. I challenge you, if you think I'm bullshitting, all you got to do is go do the research for yourself. Go look it up for yourself. Go find it out for yourself. And you wonder why when you have to go get an implant like a pacemaker, why it costs you so much. When you realize why you have to go get certain procedures and certain devices put in your body, them devices is high as hell. Yeah. And I'll tell you another thing. Not always do people necessarily need them. Some of them doctors work in on that too. You see, because certain people, certain places, devices you sell, that company already got a contract with them. So why would they not push you to get the product of the company that they work for and that they pushing the product for? Make it make sense.
Soldier, why do you think they always say the game is to be sold, not to be told?
There it is. There it is, man. There it is, man. And with the sterilization and abortion, like I said, from what I know in history, what I've read, what I've learned over the years, all that good stuff, man, I don't believe they ever stop.
You know what? I don't believe it either, you know. I don't believe that they haven't stopped either.
I believe a lot of these people that have babies that got defects, I don't believe a lot of the times that it's hereditary. That's just me, man. I believe a lot of things that man has done caused a lot of situations out here while we walking around. Big shout out to everybody, man, that's tuned in. Everybody rocking with us, man. We're going to get y'all back soft stuff here in just a minute, but we had to get into this chop session, man, because the history on sterilization of women of color and abortions with women of color is so crazy. A lot of people don't really talk about it. And most times, only time they do really talk about it is when? During Black History Month. But see, when you really real about what you think you say, when you really love Black history, when you really love the history of you, your people, other people's history, you can't turn it on and off. It ain't just one month. And see, that's my big thing. That's my big thing. How can you really say you for the people or you for the culture just because I don't go march and do this? All them people that's marching, where you see them at talking about Black history? Where you see them about trying to spread knowledge, trying to bring awareness to what has happened? Where they at? See, and that's why I don't do the shuck and jive. I do mine through actions. And I do mine the best way I know how, and I don't turn it off and on. Ever since Chop on the Radio has been Chop on the Radio, we have incorporated history. We used to read live, real slave letters right here on Chop on the Radio, live book reading. We started that, and then a lot of other podcasts and radio shows started doing live book reading. But we started the live book readings from real-life slave letters because it ain't just a month. That's your history. It's things that happen every day. It's things that happen right now in November. It's things that happen in January. It's things that happen in every month in history to your people, to your ancestors, to your lineage, your bloodline. But only time mass people and old media want you to recognize it is the one the month. And that's because, like we said, we broke down the father of the Negro Week, you know what I mean? He came up with the Negro Week, which inspired Black History Month. But at first, in the very beginning, it was a week, right? And we broke that down, who the father, basically the father of Black History Month is. And a lot of kids that celebrate Black history don't know that. Why? Because nobody's teaching them. They know it's Black History Month. You ask them, well, who created it? And then they're going to tell you this. They tell you that. Say, okay, well, who inspired that? A simple Google, a simple anything. Talking to somebody that know about it, I'll tell you. But how many times do you hear them talk about the father of Black History Month? That's what we're trying to tell you right there. You hear more about Martin Luther King Jr. than you do about the man who created the father of Black History Month. Petty, come on, man.
I mean, it's real. It's real. People, it is real. We hear more about Babe Ruth than we hear about people like, you know, Satchel Paige or, you know, the Negro Leagues and everything like that. We hear a lot of things, you know, that it's mainstream culture that started in there, that old media. But see, they don't tell you the backstory. There's always two sides to a story, people, and I can say this shit because I have a journalism degree. There's actually three sides to the story. There's their side, there's another side, and then there's the truth. The truth is that old media has programmed everybody to think that this shit that we learned in school is actual American history. Guess what, people? It's not. Because they did not tell you the truth. And as I just said about 6 minutes ago, the game is to be sold, not to be told. Well, we're telling you the game. And we just don't speak on entertainment or, you know, play music on our show,
oh, no,
on our platform. We're going to tell it how it is.
Oh, no.
They're going to tell it how it might be.
Exactly.
There's a difference between being real. There's a difference between being real and being fake. What y'all,
see,
what we have learned.
I already know, man. We run off a lot of people when we talk about things like this, man. A lot of, and I also even say with a lot of artists too, man. A lot of artists and a lot of people, you know what I mean? They're not gonna really want to top on it, man, because it's you know them type of topics. But in reality, man, artists, y'all should speak on it. When you see podcasts and radio shows throw out topics like that, y'all should tune in and chime in and give your thoughts on it, man. Relate. That'll show people that you relate, that you ain't fake. How many times do artists make it, and then we find out, oh, they don't give a damn about people. Oh, you know what I'm saying? How many times we find out, oh, shit, man, what, he for abortions? Or she, what, when you find this out, and then you be feeling some type of way. Why? That's because a lot of times, man, artists and certain things like that, once you sign a contract, man, all that PR is good PR. What does that mean? You know what I mean? The public relations behind it is never going to be a real public relations where you might seem like it's something that people might not want you to say. The real ones do that. You feel me? The real ones say the real things. The other ones, they don't want you to do that. So you can't say certain things that's going to what? Be a bad look to the label, be a bad look to the brand, or something like that. And that's what they consider. And you might just be keeping it 100K. Right? But, hey, that's what it is, man. You sign up for the game, you got to play. Put your jersey on and play it. You dig? But check this out, man. We're going to take a real quick break, man. Y'all right here jerking. Back to Business 45. Talk on the radio, baby. Let's get to work.
Okay. catch your breath. And you're wishing, wishing, wishing you just had some help. But you're hoping, hoping, hoping you can push yourself. But if you can just breathe, take a moment and breathe. But if you can just breathe. But if you can just breathe, take a moment and breathe. But if you can just breathe, let's go and breathe. 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 Bring time and some mercy sometimes bend together and fall sometimes, falls in middle of winter and beautiful bridges can give splinters and sometimes the darkness can dim light with catch your breath. And you're wishing, wishing, wishing you just had some help. But you're hoping, hoping, hoping you can push yourself. But if you can just breathe, take a moment and breathe. But if you can just breathe. But if you can just breathe, take a moment and breathe. But if you can just breathe, let's go.
Thinking that it could be wasted my time, cause you couldn't love me. No, I'm not bitter though. It is what it is, but I still feel this way. I love you, but I love me more. And no, I'm never an option, I refuse to be. I'm a priority. Don't get in your feels, cause you made it this way. Let me take the time to say I love you, but this thing isn't and I refuse to be an option when it comes to you. I'm not your secret, go play with the next, cause I got options too. I got options too, just like you. I got options too. Ain't your secret, but who the fuck you playing with? This chemistry between us drives crazy. It's a shame that I gotta give it away, cause you didn't appreciate me. Everything happens for a reason. Just too bad you was only for a season. Now you're mad cause I trust me instead of we, and I'm at peace. Let me take the time to say I love you, but this thing isn't and I refuse to be an option when it comes to you. I'm not your secret, go play with the next, cause I got options too. I got options too, just like you. I got options too.
I apologize that I have you feeling this way, but I'm fucked up since I can't get you off my brain. Wasn't supposed to catch feelings cause we're coming to an end. It should've left it all alone, set some boundaries from the beginning. Yeah, started on my partner, my homie and my friend, but we went to another level, love started creeping in. Gotta end this while I can, I don't wanna lose my friend. I don't blame you for walking away, cause we'd be a toxic thing. The last thing that I want is to destroy
I'm able to give. I'm the hindrance when it comes to relationships. I don't wanna hold you back, make you feel like you trapped. Get the love that you need, cause I can't give back.
Let me take the time to say I love you, but this thing isn't and I refuse to be an option when it comes to you. I'm not your secret, go play with the next, cause I got options too. I got options too, just like you. I got options too.
I apologize that I have you feeling this way, but I'm fucked up if I can't get you off my brain.
What's jerking, Famo Nation? It's your girl, Miss Erica, and you can hear my music in rotation on Chop It On The Radio, where 100K stay jerking, Miss Erica. Ask about me. Y'all be cool. Be cool. Be cool.
If a bitch got a problem, she better pray to Allah. Decapitate that hoe and that'll be her last thought. I'm a threat to weak bitches. You know they cap and play pussy. I hit they block, I'm posted up with my weapons and hoodies. Now bitch, please, go on and fall back. I'm counting this bread. Yo, nigga, give me head. These bitches is fed. These niggas is fed. I'm off my rocker. I think I need my meds. I'm about to call my pharmacist who think that I'm a narcissist. No, I'm just an artist. Harder than a winter's harvest. Hungry like an Ethiopian desert with no water. Out here grinning harder than a hoe with no father. I get it out the mud, so you know I go farther. I told her, bitch, please.
Bitch, please. Ain't tripping off no nigga over a bitch. I'm stacking cheese.
I'm stacking cheese.
I set up a shop, make it pop, play what you need.
What you need.
Really like it than not. Bitch, I'm on top.
I'm on top.
Bitch, give me a chance, I beat up a beat like a bitch catching a DB, your neck off GP, and I'm strapped like the G-string, I'm the flyest on the East Wing, I'm well known for beating, bitch, my team known for eating, ain't no tripping off, no easy, bitch, my bad, bad, don't beat me, ask them niggas down, up this street, I'm in the town with no leeching, bitches reaching, if they ask them for me, I just match my forage, keep them, go to get in the lock, back at the block, them lick it, pop down off the ass, bitches mad, but I don't feel them hoes. Bitch, ain't trippin' off no nigga over a bitch, I'm stacking cheese.
I'm stacking cheese.
I set up a shop, make it pop, play what you need. Bitch, please, really like it than not. Bitch, I'm on top. Bitch, please.
Bitch, if you knew better, you do better. Oh, messing mouth fast, bitch, capping and running her lips, don't know shit. Shut the fuck up, bitch, chase your bag before I get your nigga. He all on my line, my Instagram bustin', he paying for me like this OnlyFans cousin. I call up the madam, now this track is bustin'. Bitches, I'm winning, but please stop the fussin'. Since I'm the topic, come get you some lashes. Some of these niggas not giving no passes. Y'all taking losses, you niggas are sad. He's calling me up because I am the baddest. You bitches is jokes, I'm steady stacking. Best nigga cause I got a habit.
Bitch, please, ain't trippin' off no nigga over a bitch, I'm stacking cheese.
I'm stacking cheese.
I set up a shop, make it pop, play what you need.
Bitch, please,
really like it than not. Bitch, I'm on top. Bitch, please.
Evergreen, get it with my team, fam, I'll keep it any ready, nigga, playing, you gon' see, playing.
motherfucking self, the evil I can be. But really it ain't me, playing you will see. Boy, baby, you cards in the deck, you playing with 48 jacks. So we keep it ruthless, no problem, I'm on they neck. Stuck asking for respect, these niggas pussy and I know they know. You the type to tell them that you saw that but nobody showed. You the type to brag about some bitches, we know they some hoes. You the type to think you keep keeping secrets, we already know.
Gonna give you love, actually open up. Give you love, gonna
Man, I got to give y'all one more, man, from Jimbo Lee, man. Heartbreak Hotel, let's go.
Yeah.
That Jimbo Lee, man. Hey, we jam that reggae over here too, man. Y'all already know. Petty Murphy, man. Shout out Petty Murphy, man. Do me a favor, man. Let them people know out there on the book, man. We off the record, man. We still going in. So big shout out to everybody that called in on the call line, man. Y'all all plugged in with us, man, on Off the Record. So we going to get it in, man. I got to check in with my famo, Silent Night, man. Jag the Official. I got to ask you something. Jag the Official, what's going on, famo? Hey, man, what's good, Famo? What's going on with you, man? I got to ask you a question, man. I want to play this track, right? And I want you to tell me, man, give me your honest opinion, man, of how you feel about this track. We off the record. I got to do it.
Come on with it.
All right, let's get it, man, right here, man. Let's go.
This goes out to all y'all tuned in, the hotties, the secret hotties, all you motherfuckers. About some y'all like, stop talking about me. Since y'all hate a bitch so much, the way broke bitches coming for me know it gotta be free. But I get paid when I show up. Press, stress, obsessed, I got 'em. Everything I do, keep another bitch talking. Watching my back, cause these dudes be stalking. Watching my pet, got these broke hoes starving. Damn, you hoes hate me. Riding dick so hard, having babies. Y'all bitches so stop it. Making everything but a deposit, yeah. Killing bitches, send them to the gulag. Hot girl shit, never let them cool off. Make them do what I say, he my voodoo dog. Back shots, balcony, we don't care who saw. One thing about me, that no, I ain't nothing like none of these average hoes, cause I fucking want to if they ask me why. I'm from the south side, niggas can't make me cry. Nigga, this head game lethal, use my tongue, put thread through a needle. Bitch, I'ma movie these hoes, my sequels. Keep a pussy hoe real tight like a Kegel, yeah. Self-esteem high, bank account poor. Hoes going down, trying to look at my jewels. Ass real fat, and my pussy get chewed. If I worry about the hate, I'll be a damn fool. If I was worried about y'all niggas, how y'all be worried about me? I'll be fucked up too. Hey, your Instagram account seeing more interactions than your bank account seeing any transactions. Let her talk shit whole time I'm jabbing. I'll never give a bum bitch satisfaction. Why? I'm way too player. Hoes love saying they a demon, I'm a prayer. Drop a little verse when it gets to acting up. Put my hand in her face and her back where she from. Bitch, I'm about my money. Pussy out when I'm feeling real cunty. He like I'm thick with the accent country. Sell it soul for a sniff of my undies. How I want the soul, I should like some tennis shoes. I'm finna bust that pussy wide like 10 or 2. I got a nigga, but I think some of you bitches cute. Cut the combo short, fuck an interview. And when I show my wild side, make them doo-doo-doo. I got these niggas blushing, looking like they Pikachu. I'm the hot girl, feeling like Charizard. And he know he finna win if he get my card. Real motherfucking hot girl shit.
All right, man. I got to get Petty Murphy on. I'm going to get Jack the Official on. Hey, man, it's 2962. 2962, man. Welcome to Back to Business 45 off the record, man. Who we got? 2962, what's good? Talk to me.
What's happening? What it do? What it ain't? That boy, Ben.
What's good? What's good, man? What's popping?
What's up? What's good?
What's good with you, man?
Hey, look, Ricky. I done voiced my opinion and popped out. You heard me?
Hey, why?
What's popping, man? What's popping?
Man, not shit. What's the word?
Man, not shit, man. Jack, I got to get your thoughts, man. What's your thoughts on that tuned in, man, from Megan Thee Stallion?
Damn.
Come on with it, man. Let me know.
It's all right. But I done heard better though from that individual.
Okay, I can see.
Me too.
You too.
Me too.
All right, all right. Petty Murphy, man, what you think?
An individual.
It was pretty hot. As a matter of fact, the Heartbreak Hotel, the reggae version, y'all do know that was a remake from Whitney Houston and Kelly Price, right?
Oh, yeah, that's Jimbo Lee.
Shout out to Jimbo Lee.
Yeah,
Petty,
yeah,
man,
that's
remake.
Jimbo Lee.
Petty, who did Heartbreak Hotel before them?
I know I didn't do it before them, but I know I've caused a couple Heartbreak Hotels. I didn't did that shit.
Well, we wouldn't say Elvis, fuck him.
Heartbreaks in some hotels. Look, I didn't call some heartbreaks in some hotels before
you did.
But
fuck him.
Nah,
I wouldn't say Elvis.
Mike Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. The Jackson. Heartbreak Hotel. Yeah, the Jackson. Jackson 5. The Heartbreak Hotel by the Jackson 5. Matter of fact.
So he was breaking.
Matter of fact.
You saying Michael Jackson,
I'm letting everybody
hold on, Petty Murphy, hold on. Y'all telling me Michael Jackson was breaking bitches' hearts in the hotels? That's what y'all trying to tell me.
Hey, man.
Come on, man.
I looked that up, Elmo, I promise you.
Yeah, no, what I'm Rick, man, you should bands up. They telling us, man, that Michael Jackson was breaking bitches' hearts in the hotels.
Bro, I'm going to be honest, he wasn't breaking no bitches' hearts in the hotel, but you better hide your kids. I don't think Mike done to people, man. I think that was all about the money, man.
Nah, it wasn't no money.
That might have been the heartbreak.
Yes, it was.
That
too,
might have been
man.
The heartbreak at the hotel.
People, yeah, it was some disrespectful shit going on at the hotel. Michael Jackson paid all them people, man.
He paid everybody to babysit their kids.
No, this was afterwards.
Hey, I believe Mike was breaking people's hearts because of what they seen in the motel.
Real pedophile. Then he would have went to jail.
Yeah, but he had the Wonderland. He was the only nigga that was allowed the Wonderland. He got some kind of
may
pass.
His freaky ass rest in peace, Jeremy. You know, you know why Michael
believe.
That That's because Michael. Michael Jackson crossed genres, man, and denomination, man.
Oh yeah, I believe.
And
I
dominated.
That.
I'm talking about, man.
Yep,
that guy was like the Beatles.
Dominate.
That guy was like the Beatles, man.
Yeah, and he found a boot.
Yeah. It don't matter what genre he crossed. He crossed the line when he had little teenage boys. Riding his Ferris wheel and playing with his monkeys with their parents not there. I don't care what carriers he crossed. Man, you got a monkey named Bubbles and you got Macaulay Culkin laying in your bed. You feel me? With your monkey and you. You done crossed all kinds of genres and you're downright disrespectful. I don't care if you're white or black, man. You feel me?
No matter if you're black or white.
White or black.
Like that.
Hey, he put it out there. He put it out there.
I said it. May he rest
and some
in
people
peace,
said,
no disrespect.
Some people said, you know, he was like that because he didn't have a childhood. Man, fuck that. He fondled kids. He's going to go down as the greatest in music, but he fondled them goddamn kids.
Yeah, he was one of the best. Moonwalking and all that, twisting and twirling and shit, but he fondled them kids.
Bands up, Rick, man.
That's for shit show, man.
Bands up,
I'm
man.
Here,
what's
man.
Good, though, man? What you got on the radar, man?
Man, I got all kind of shit. All right, amigo. All right, love you, man. All right,
see you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Man, all kind of stuff, man. You know, I got a lot of stuff coming on, man. I've been working on a movie, man. Got like 7 singles, an EP coming out, man. I've been under the radar, you know, just getting the dispensary and stuff off the ground, you know, with my people, our little second location, man. So I had to kind of play the back seat for a little bit, but working on the low, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I got a lot of stuff in the come, man. Actually, starting next week, man, one of my singles is dropping, you know what I'm saying, go on all platforms, you know, the movie, Old School, dropping February on Amazon and Hulu. And hopefully Netflix pick it up, man. You know, been shooting in Dallas, so I've been shooting down there. You know what I mean? Doing my little thing, man, trying to get my Denzel on. But that's it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just shit. Taking everything as it comes, man, and just trying to tackle everything, man. Bro, I've been trying to get on, you know what I'm saying? So I seen it tonight, and I had a little, you know how, bro, when you used to run the football, and you see that open hole back when you was running the ball, bro? Yeah,
right,
I seen
right.
an open hole tonight real quick where I said, man, let me jump on her. You feel me? Because I normally was so busy, I couldn't even, you know what I mean? I'm at the shop, you know what I mean? I'm literally at work right now in my shop. I was like, man, let me get on her. Because I support bro to the fullest, chop on it, everything, man. So I had to get on her, man, talk my shit, you know what I'm saying? But I've been good, man. I've been blessed, man, you know what I mean? Everybody been the same, man, you know, still pushing this line with everybody. You know, I'm still here. I'm still me. You know what I mean? Lil Rick and Bands
Straight
up. One in the same. You feel me? right, look.
Straight up.
Hey, we out back though. Look, hey, look. What about my what my little partner been doing, man? Who that? Man, Tootie P, man. Come on, man. I'm playing
with you. Nephew.
Hey, look here, man. Hey, that boy 10, going on 27, man. You heard me. Look here, man. I don't know what's going on with him. Hey, you heard me? That
he been grown
long as I done known him, bro. Man, look, he grown now. This he telling me what kind of car he want at 10. He already mad at me. Cause this what he, you know, man, he growing up, bro. You feel me? You know, sports right now, doing the football thing, you know, basketball is his passion for real. He, man, he doing his thing, man. He, you know what I'm saying? He know,
that's
getting good
up.
Grades. You know, I stay on him. You feel me? He doing his thing, man. I'm kind of letting him just pick his little path. I ain't forcing him to do nothing. Everything he doing is what he love. You know what I'm saying? When he was doing the music, that was when he wanted to do the music. You know what I'm saying? Every time he see me in the studio, he'll bounce in there and say, "Daddy, I want to do another song," but he don't really take it serious when I'm in the studio or at home. You know what I'm saying? He'll go back to basketball or something else. You know what I'm saying? So I just let him do what he wants to do. You know what I'm saying? So when he want to get back in the lab and give him another up and down on my seesaw or 2DP or whatever he want to do, I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm behind. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to pressure him to do nothing, man, because honestly, I'm going to keep it 100. My little man, my oldest bro, I think he got a niche for like sports. What's that? What is that called? Analyst or some stuff like that.
Really,
he could break down every player and everything in basketball to you right now before he even tell you what his daddy ate today.
Oh, I believe.
Yeah.
Like I'm telling you, like on some, you'll look at. You look at him like, damn, how the hell you know Will Chamberlain?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not making about that. I'm just saying, Tootie good, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you asking, you know what I'm saying? My youngest good. Everybody straight, man. You know what I mean? Family good, man. Everybody, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to be that backbone to help elevate and push everybody, bro. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Now, bands up, man. Petty Murphy said he want to get a skit on one of the singles. Petty Murphy,
man. Red just got to town, man. So I'm telling you right now, if anybody needs something from Red, man, Red in the studio on Sunday, man. He already got two sessions booked. They need something from Red. They got to go through me. I'm his manager. You know what I mean?
Tell Red
so,
I need a drop,
need
man. We need a drop.
Red need a drop. He in the studio working on Sunday, bro. He working on Sunday.
Yeah,
matter of fact, so chop on to get a drop. A1. You feel me?
Yeah, you can tell him last time he came through the city, man, he gave us a drop last time. We ain't seen that boy in a minute, man. Tell you
that man,
man.
He actually went to Utah, man. He got married like 7 times with the Mormon women. You dig what I'm saying?
He switched it up on.
He been out there pimping Mormons, man. He ain't got no respect amongst himself or nobody, man. So I gotta talk to him, man, because they be wearing jean dresses and stuff. Yeah, well he'll get it together, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. We need him to check in, man.
Good. All right, bro. We say. What'd you say, bro?
We need him to check in. I said, yeah, man. We need him to check in, man. Hey, well, take this, man. Well, I got y'all here. Since y'all weren't really feeling the Megan Thee Stallion, the tune in, you feel me? I feel y'all, man. But we got another one, man, that I got to get y'all. Not for Megan, man. We're going to leave Megan alone real quick. I got another one, man, I want to get y'all thoughts on, man, that we were supposed to spend earlier. You know, we get to chopping, man. That chop be too good. So y'all tell me, man. Y'all got a second, man. Tell me what y'all think about this, man, before they kick us off here.
All I blow is rockin' and Kush Kush. I don't fuck with Swiss no more, no more.
Say nigga D-Rock.
All I blow is rockin' and Kush Mo.
Try to
blow his rug and it cush my.
cushy is, well, let me tell you. Again, a king size hemp gun. Loud pack with a filter.
With a filter.
It's a natural way to smoke.
Natural way to smoke.
No tobacco leaks.
No tobacco leaks.
The natural remedy. Could smell like aromatherapy. See the shit like medicine to me. Feel like an Indian, I cheat.
I
love some planes of kush. Stay high like Wiz Khalifa. Red J, she know I need.
Love
the sense I seen. She a killer like the reaper. Loud mouth bitch, so it ain't a secret.
So it ain't a secret.
I love it raw, but I keep protection. Kush cloud is my lethal weapon. Can't overdose, but I can never smoke. Eyes low and I'm flexed. Strapped up, so don't test. Nina Ross is my best. Lungs filled with that extra strength. And my money up as fuck rich. I love it raw, but I keep protection. Kush cloud is my lethal weapon. Can't overdose, but I can
oversmoke.
Eyes low and I'm flexed. I'm strapped up, so don't test. Nina Ross is my best. Lungs filled with that extra strength. And my money up as fuck rich.
I don't fuck with Swiss no more, no more. All I blow is raw organic kush smoke.
Raw organic kush smoke.
I don't fuck with Swiss no more, no more. All I blow is raw organic kush smoke.
Raw organic kush smoke.
Tell me why that filter. King size low, your swisher. Kush clouds keep me lifted. Transcend the soul, I'm different.
Boy,
I don't fuck with Swiss no more, no more.
Then I hold it up as I check my vitals. Hardly ever choke, but I never fold. And I fold tops like a sniper rifle. I'm hip high, it's like bruh. Smoke with my shoulders back when I exhale. I get high like an avalanche when I come down. I'm hell. Swift trap fast, cash trapping ass, bust ass, busting heads like David Brown. 2-1, like we acing up. My ace high as a Katy fan. So a Prada dress on my turkey. Had a lot of yes and natural certainty. Too deep, too split in rotation. If that don't make sense, they push education. The voter be know I stay high like you under me. And I act like it, don't like it, then dump on me. One hoe on my dick like it's supposed to be. I let us spark it up just as I'm sobering. I'm at war with myself like your government. All they take is one pitch like a doberman. I'm popping top down, I'm like soda cans. I can fuck grandmas and eyes like an older man. Look, it's weed. Can't squat a ski, short stop of things. Don't bother me, I'm eating Chinese and collard greens. Just a teen king, streaming KG. My baby brother got a sack of rocks. I'ma grow my tail, fuck Kakarot. Back in 09, I used to trap a lot. Back in 08, I had to whack. I don't fuck with Swiss no more. All I blow is raw organic kush smoke.
Kush.
I don't fuck with Swiss no more. No more.
No more.
All I blow is raw organic kush smoke.
Raw organic kush smoke.
I don't fuck with Swiss no more. No more.
All I blow is raw organic kush smoke.
Raw organic kush smoke.
Tell my love
that filter. Can't stop blowing your swishes. Kush clouds keep me lifted. Transcend the soul, I'm different.
Cause
I don't fuck with swishes no more. No more. All I blow is raw organic kush smoke.
All right, man, y'all got to give it to me raw, man. Give it to me real, man. That was Stiff C, Duck Rock, man, Raw Kush, Jack the Fisher, man. Talk to me.
Live through the wholeness. Man, what's no more? No more? No more?
What you think, man? What you think about that?
Hey, man, it's a solid joint, man.
It's weak.
But it could have been better.
Yeah. Been better. OG said it's weak.
Yeah.
OG said that shit weak. Bez or Rick, man, what you think, man? Give it to me raw, man. What's good?
Shit. Man, as an artist myself, I'd be mad no motherfucker. You heard me to be listening to this? Somebody say something disrespectful. But I'm going to say this. The cadence of the song was on point. You feel
right.
me?
the beat and the record was just, it just wasn't what it was, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like as far as the hook, the chorus or whatever, you know, man could have said something, you know, anybody could smile, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
right.
I mean, that's catchy right there, but you know what I mean? Put some more lyricism in it or whatnot, you know what I mean? But, I mean, honestly, in the day that we living in, man, that right there go. So I really can't just say it's bad.
Right.
I can't, you know what I mean? Myself, you know what I mean? I know... People listen to my music or something and be like, I don't like it. But if you hear it more than five times, it'd be like, all right, this shit done caught on to me. I kind of like it. So in the world we're living in today, somebody going to catch on to it, man. I'm not going to even downplay it. I'm going to be like, hey, man, that right there is a 50-50 with me.
Rick, you know what it kind of remind me of some of that old Cypress Hill shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. God damn me. Goddamn me,
that's
yeah.
Who was that again, bro?
Cypress Hill.
What was the name of that song?
You know that Cypress Hill song. What was that? That we get? It was it getting high? Is it the one with Method Man?
Oh,
Stiff C and Duck Rock. Man, the song was Raw Cuts.
Raw Cuts, where they out of?
Stiff C. I got to check and see where Stiff C out of, man. I don't know right off top. All
right, well, so yeah.
I got to check it out.
And everything, man, bro, I'm at 50-50 with it, man. I ain't going to say I dislike it, but I ain't going to lie. That's one of them songs that had to grow on me. I had to be on the highway riding, getting high in the motherfucker, going to another state. And I ain't going to lie, that motherfucker might get some play. It might get repeated. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to just downplay it, man, because from an artist to an artist, I can't do that because I don't, you know what I mean? My honest opinion, they could have took a little more time with it and mixed it and done some other shit to it, just being honest.
It's a little rush.
Chicken, man. That motherfucker shit good when it's fried right, but if it's undercooked, it ain't right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's
so.
There you
go. Mm-hmm.
Like
the chicken, not the lamb. Hey, Fabo, it's that damn weak bunch of improvement.
Yeah.
If there's no improvement, how you gonna be perfect?
Yeah.
Huh?
OG be raw with it. Petty Murphy, what you think? You said it sounded like it might be a little rushed.
It sounded like it was a little rushed. The beat was catchy, but trying to do the lyric with the beat, it sounded rushed.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, man. But I listened to it maybe a few more times.
That cornbread ain't done. It's still soft in the middle.
Yeah,
the chicken ain't good, man. It's still peak.
That motherfucker's
below medium rare. Right. That was like, yeah. Well done. It was not done. Yeah. It was rushed.
And,
so, man, big shout out to him, man. Like I said, man, with the song, me personally, I don't like it. I don't really... That's just me, though. You know what I mean? That ain't my shit. That didn't get me. Did nothing really hit me, you know what I mean, with that song, man. As an artist, though, man, you do your thing. You know what I mean? That's their masterpiece. That's they work, man. You know, so shout out to them for that. But as a fan of music, nah, that just didn't do it for me. Now, as a host on the radio show, man, and doing this thing, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, shout out to him or whatever, but, man, you got to come jerky, man. You got to come with that shit, man. And if you talking about blowing and shit, then come with it on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Benzo Rick said it about the hook, too. I feel the same kind of way on that type shit. Like, there's so many other artists out here, and that's what be killing me, man. There's so many other artists out here you can reach out to help you with a hook. Or drop a hook for you, sing a hook for you, or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Or yourself, just, you know me, I mean, shit, man. Hey, look, man, salute to him for the work, because he an artist, but that shit wasn't what it was. If that was in the King of Jerk, okay, Jay, be 100K. If that shit was in the King of Jerk Championship, would that shit have made it past the first round on any side?
No.
Hell no.
Y'all
being light. Okay, I know we can be disrespectful. Hey, don't ever play that shit again.
Hey, look,
I'm trying to get niggas the benefit of the
record.
Doubt, okay?
No, we off the record, man.
We off the record. I don't know where you got that at on your phone or your computer, but drag that motherfucker over to the trash can and just let go of the motherfucker mouth and drop it. You understand me?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what the hell they were talking about. I can't even remember the song, bro. That's how fucked up it is. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying, man. You know, when we on air,
it's
one thing. When we on air, when we on air, man, we be respectful, man, and do that.
Man,
oh,
he
shit, they cut us off.